o'clock.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Magic round has arrived, and we're not on air today, but we wouldn't leave you without something. Some sort of an offering to enjoy the fact and celebrate the fact that Magic Round has arrived. It kicks off tonight. West Tigers, Newcastle, getting it underway.
It's the absolute least we can do for our listeners.
Exactly.
Especially those that download the listener app, LISTNR.
Bang.
Yeah.
What about MG just dropping credits? Producer Charlie's in here as well. G'day, Charles.
Hello, boys.
Hello, mate.
What about the studio in here in
it's
Brisbane?
Awesome.
It's gorgeous.
Now, Producer Charlie's in here because we're giving you a special blankety, Magic Round blankety blanks edition, which
Correct.
We haven't done for a while. Charlie, how are you enjoying Brisbane?
It's lovely, isn't it? I didn't know Brisbane was this nice. I've only ever really been here for Origin, like one-night stayovers when we have to work the whole time. So it's been nice.
You did have your better half up here for a couple of days.
For a couple of days back home now, back in Sydney.
Was that romantic?
It was very romantic. A couple of nice dinners.
Had to put up with digital Tony and I tagging along on all their dates.
Did you, ring on the finger or anything? Engagement?
No, not yet.
Okay.
In the works, maybe.
Been going
maybe
for
not.
Some cheeky late night swims, though.
Yeah, well, they're a beautiful couple. They suit each other.
They are.
Charlie and Siobhan, they look really good together in there. They're nice. I like them both.
She wanted to go skinny dipping in the pool, but I said that's not appropriate
that
in a public
not,
hotel.
I mean,
you can't up in Brisbane. It's a federal offence.
Yeah, exactly.
You've lost
six years in jail for doing that.
Yeah, she's gone down in my estimations off the back
that's
of that.
Fair
that's
enough.
Not what we're about here on the Rush Hour. Good, clean fun. That's what we're about.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to see you're enjoying the magic of Brisbane. All right, Charlie, we want to talk some blankety blanks with Magic Round on us. Let's get stuck in. Off the top, please.
All right, boys. Blank is the player you are most excited to watch this weekend.
Who else? Turbo.
That's a rhetorical question.
Who else is
that? That is a rhetorical question.
It's against the Broncos. The Broncos have just made a massive signing. The magical sprinkling of magic dust is all around Suncorp Stadium. The Broncos might get tickled by it most, but I don't think they'll beat Manly because of Tommy Turbo.
He's staying in our hotel. The Manly boys are all staying in there. Yesterday, I jumped in the lift and he's standing in there. I was like, oh, hey, Tommy, how are you? Had a bit of a chat. Unbelievably. Now, our hotel, beautiful spot, Howard Smith Wharves. But there's very much there's a first grader's view and there's a Reggie's view. And we've all got the Reggie's view. Are you staring at the water?
I've got the bridge right on my window.
Okay, so one of the views looks out over the Brisbane River and you've got the Story Bridge right, the lights, it's spectacular.
That's awesome.
The other one, you're staring at a cliff.
Yeah.
And when I say staring at a cliff, it's a foot away from your window.
Yeah.
It's quite, it can be a bit dark.
Claustrophobic.
It can be a little claustrophobic. You wouldn't enjoy it, MJ.
No, that's what I did. I'm not in one of them rooms.
Tom Trbojevic has the cliff view. The most magical player in the game right now has been stuck with the B-grade view.
Did you ask him in the lift?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I said, oh, you'd have the nice view of the water. He's like, man, I'm staring at the cliff.
He's humble, though, isn't he? He's a humble man, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who got the, which one of the Manly boys got the water view, the bridge view?
His brother?
Jason Saab.
He did score a hat-trick last week.
Yeah, but he's a winger.
That's all right. He's a tall winger.
He's a very tall winger. They're good lads, those Manly boys.
They are great blokes. And Wayne Cousins, we saw him last night.
Cousin,
Wayne.
You were at the bar with Cousin, weren't you?
Yeah. I know him from way back. Good man.
Go way back. All right.
The team to turn their season around this weekend is blank.
Gold Coast Titans. They'll defeat the Penrith Panthers, restore credibility, and everyone will be back on the premiership bandwagon.
Oh, you're funny. You are the funniest bloke ever, mate. Like, really? That is the best joke you've ever said. You should be a stand-up comedian. Obviously, his eyes are tainted because he's a mad Titans fan, but I'm thinking either the Sharkies or the Raiders because they've both lost five in a row. I don't think Sharks will beat the Rabbitohs, but I think the Raiders will win against the Bulldogs.
Oh, that's brave.
I hope so.
That's brave of you.
But if they don't,
getting stuck into me for picking the Titans over the Panthers.
Put it this way. If they don't, there'll be a few of them walking back to Canberra from Brisbane. They won't be flying.
Blank is the back row to take Boyd Cordner's spot in the New South Wales team.
Look, there's a couple in line. I think this position will go to Angus Crichton. He'll partner the Frizzell. But a couple of left of centre, Callum Matangi or Pengai Jr.?
Special K for mine, Callum Matangi.
The member of the Triple M NRL team that will be the most magical this weekend is blank.
Magical's open for interpretation,
yeah,
isn't
it?
I mean, you just know that Dan Ginnane will be magical behind the microphone when he's calling the football magical. This weekend. It'll be outstanding. It's a big
goodbyes, maybe.
It's a big weekend, and he is a big game caller.
He is a big game caller. He's going from strength to strength with his calling.
But as far as off field goes,
yes,
the magic. Where do I think the magic will emerge from? I think Gordon Tallis might be particularly magical. Now, I know he's in his home city, but I think with all his team around him, the Raging Bull might grow a leg or two, and we'll see some real magic from the Raging Bull.
I think it's going to be Brent Reed. I think he's already started off the trip on a good note. He was out with Volandis and Abdo last night with the media, and apparently he was best on ground as far as intoxicated went. So, good on you. I'm dobbing you in, Reedy.
That's like tipping the Raiders to beat the Bulldogs. We know that Reedy's already been a little bit magical this weekend. So you're right. That's a great pick. Brent Reed.
Blank will be the South Sydney Rabbitohs halfback in 2022.
Left field, Luke Brooks.
It's very left field, but I like it. I like it a lot. And I'm going along the lines of Demetrio being coach. A player that he's probably coached before would be Anthony Milford.
Ooh. Get him on the cheap.
Yep.
Well, cheaper than what he's been on.
Cheaper than the mill that he's on, put it that way.
Geez, they're both big downgrades from Reynolds, though.
Well, they are. As far as it, you know what it is? You know what it is? It's their kicking game. Mm. It's Reynolds' kicking game that... So just quickly off track for a sec, the reason why the Broncos have acquired such an astute signing is the fact that when you're a forward and your kicker gets 20 or 30 metres longer than another kicker, then you're starting your set, they're starting their set like 10 or 20 metres out instead of 30 metres out. And if you do a big hit and dislodge the ball, all of a sudden you're in the attack from 20 metres out. So the pressure's always on when you've got a mad kicker in your team. Mm. Nathan Cleary, Adam Reynolds, the two best in the comp. Jerome Hughes is starting to become one. But at the moment, Adam Reynolds and Nathan Cleary, and there's no secret their teams are at the top of the table.
Which is why, it's just popped into my head as you brought that up, which is why it still seems crazy that Adam Dewey's playing centre this weekend.
He's kicking game.
He's the best kicker in that
side. Can
Moses
kick?
I don't know.
Mate, Dewey might still do a lot of the kicking from centre.
Oh, no.
Possibly, no. No, you don't think so?
Can't.
You can't. He's got a chase.
Yeah, true.
That's very strange.
It's weird.
Quick theory on that. Is Madge putting Moses Mbai in the shop window? We know he was given permission to explore his options elsewhere.
But that would be him giving up on this season, if that's a fact. And I don't want to see any tanking event. And it wouldn't be that. Okay. It couldn't be that because he got to win games. And I think Moses in the centres is a liability because of his size. Hmm. There's so many big centres these days.
Yeah, true.
And he's playing against one this weekend in Best, Brabham Best.
Jesus, monster of a centre.
All right, boys, blank is your lock to win this weekend, and blank will be your upset of the round.
My lock is Penrith. Lock it in, especially with that Fifita. My upset of the round, there's a couple that are floating around. I think, but without Pappenhausen, Munster, Smith, and Harry Grant, I think the Dragons might topple the high-flying Melbourne Storm.
I don't know if I can pick a lock. I'm genuinely struggling. I'm looking through the games. I would say Manly is the closest thing I can find to a lock in the round. But I think with Ponga out, I think West Tigers tonight will cause an upset over the Knights. I mean, it's probably a lot closer from a money perspective with the betting agencies now that Ponga's out.
That's a massive out for the
Knights.
Knights
the way they're going.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think West Tigers, so it's still an upset. Knights will be favourite, but I'll go West Tigers.
I like it.
So is that all you've got?
That's all I've got.
You've had nothing to do this week.
We could do
a
30-minute podcast of Blankety Blanks. I think we should do it every Friday.
We could do.
Every Friday?
15 minutes every Friday.
All right, we can do that. We can start doing that. I mean, let us know at Rush Hour Triple M on Instagram.
And give us some of your own blankety blanks.
Throw blanks at us. can we just, before we wrap up.
By the way, just quickly, we come second last night in the trivia competition up here in Brisbane.
We did.
Our team, second. Out of 200 people.
If you missed yesterday's show, don't go back and listen to it. We discussed MG masquerading as a security guard at this trivia night.
Yeah.
We need to discuss other issues from this trivia night. Your mate Toby, MG,
got busted.
Friend of the show, just one of the all-time worst trivia team members.
Shocking.
All-time worst.
Shocking.
Said answers with dumbfounded confidence. Yep. Like, and I was the scribe. I was writing down the things, and he was staring at me. demanding the answer be inserted, and I put it down. He got us three answers wrong. We lost by a point.
There you go. So, and the one time we might have bent the rules for a song, Blister in the Sun, how long does that song go for? Oh, we knew it. We knew the answer because we obviously work in radio, and it's a filler of a song.
Yeah.
That bullfed had in his pocket.
Playing the buddy song.
When I'm walking, I strut my stuff, and everyone looked around, cheaters! Cheaters!
Harry, the bloke running the night. Hey. Harry's looking down at that, and I was writing, and like we've written 220. I think we wrote 228.
We were off by a second
because we all knew the answers, and Harry's looking at our answers and seeing all these things scribbled out and going, "You blokes are cheating, aren't you?" I'm like, "We're not.
No.
Toby's cheating."
Yeah, he did cheat because we were very good otherwise.
I reckon he gave us a fake set prize as well for second. I think there would have been a bigger prize if he hadn't thought we were cheating because he only gave us two caps.
We won a round.
I did give them the table behind us. The ones that caught Toby.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you give hats away?
We kind of left with our tail between our legs a little bit.
We had to, really.
Yeah.
You can't come back from the song and your phone going off in your pocket.
No.
It was the worst example of cheating you've ever seen in your life. It was Melbourne Storm's double books all over again. We're like, you're going to get caught, boys. You're playing the song they've asked you to check. Anyway, hey, Brisbane's been fun.
Yep.
This has been fun. Great weekend of footy ahead. Enjoy Magic Round.